Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
I'm 29, and I live along the Appalachian Range in lower West Virginia. I've been going backpacking and camping for years, exploring different trails all around the nearby mountains. My best friend, who lives just a few miles from me, would often join me on these hikes. We usually planned one big trail every year in the fall, being anywhere from a few days to a whole week of backpacking and camping. In 2019, we planned to take a trail across the range to a small lake at the top of the mountains. In the days leading up to the trip, though, my friend had to call it off because of an emergency at his work. I'd already taken the whole week off of work and had everything ready to go, so I decided to just go alone. On Monday morning, I drove to a nearby trailhead, then started my route. This wasn't a regular recreational trail like you typically see on a 4-hour hike. These backpacking trails didn't have defined paths, so you have to use maps, compasses, and landmarks to navigate where you're going. Typically, there's a large landmark in the distance, like a specific rock formation that you hike toward. And when you get there, you could see your next landmark and so on. I spent the first 2 days hiking toward a ridge in the mountains. When it got dark on the second day, I set up camp several hours from reaching the ridge. I pitched the tent and got a fire going, then heated up some of the food I brought in my bag. The sun had already set, and it was around 8 o'clock when I laid in my tent to rest and read. I left the fire going, planning to put it out before actually sleeping. 20 minutes into reading, and through the fire crackling outside, I heard the strong sound of a stick snapping right behind my tent. I jolted up. My first thought was a black bear, possibly having smelled the food I cooked earlier. I didn't hear anything else, though. I crawled out of the tent and shined a flashlight into the tree line behind my tent. Nothing. I called out aggressively to scare away any predators, but again, there were no sounds of anything running away. It was really strange because the stick snapping was very distinct, definitely being from something stepping on it. I stayed outside the tent for a while, looking around constantly before putting out the fire and going inside. I found it really hard to sleep that night because I was so focused on listening for more sounds. In the morning, I was almost surprised to have even slept through the night. I packed my tent and everything else at the campsite, then continued along until I reached the ridge. From there, it was a straight shot to the lake. I was moving fast, trying to get there before dark, so I wouldn't have to move my campsite again the next day. I arrived with about an hour to spare before sunset. The lake was beautiful, very much worth the hike. I walked around it, enjoying the scenery, then pitched the tent and set up my camp on the tree line beside the lake. As I sat by the fire, I kept turning around, hearing soft noises somewhere between the trees behind me. I figured I was just being paranoid, but it was really creepy. It almost sounded exactly like footsteps, but I knew nobody would be out.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here, I would have seen their tent when I walked around the lake. It was too dark at this point to see anything further than a few feet, so looking around wasn't an option anymore. An hour later, I got in my tent and laid down. Every few minutes, I would hear footsteps again. They were barely too quiet for me to tell for sure what they were, though. Eventually, I got so tired that I fell asleep. What I think was only an hour after I fell asleep, I woke up to the sound of someone running away from my tent. I jolted up and grabbed my flashlight, rushing out of the tent and looking in the direction of the footsteps. I saw the bare back of them running away in the distance. My heart was beating rapidly. I looked down and saw footprints all around my tent, like they had been walking around me and searching the campsite. I tried to get the campfire going again as fast as I could so I could see better. I was terrified. I had nowhere to go and nobody to help me. I sat at the fire all night, keeping my head on a swivel, but I never saw or heard anything else. I snapped a few pictures of the lake, then started the hike back. I had planned to stay for a whole day. I wasn't comfortable anymore, feeling like I was being followed. I was able to make it back without any more trouble, thankfully. But along my journey, I began noticing several things missing from my backpack. Small things like food, a few tools, etc. But I always had my bag with me. Even today, I wonder if whoever had been outside my tent that one night had actually snuck inside and stole from my bag while I was asleep. Even the thought of it makes my whole body shiver. This is a story about my Wendigo encounter in while hunting in the Ozarks of Missouri. This story takes place 4 years ago during the rifle season of 2019. At the time, I was 20 years old, about to turn 21. As a birthday present, my dad decided to go hunting with me. I was pleased by this because he's always busy and I don't get to talk with him as much as I want to. So I spent the week before opening day and went to bed eagerly. That morning, though, I got a call from my mom. "Hey, daughter." I'm using daughter to not reveal my name. "Sorry, but your father has just came down sick. He said he isn't going to make the hunting trip." Naturally, I was upset by this and just got ready to go hunting after hanging up. I had, after all, spent all week preparing. It would be a waste not to go now. So I got ready, grabbed my rifle, and hopped in my pickup. When I got set up in my stand, it was pitch black out still, and decided to close my eyes for a bit. And for those non-hunters listening, you want to try and get out to your stand while it's still dark, when the deer are still hunkered down. That way, you're not scaring them away. So I was sitting in the stand with my eyes closed. I started hearing footsteps and was confused by the steps. The steps made it sound bipedal and sounded really heavy, unnatural. I lived in the Ozarks my whole life, and my parents often joked about me acting more like a boy as a child. I was constantly in the woods and getting dirty, so I feel like I have a right to call myself a knowledgeable person about these woods. This was not normal. Suddenly my dad's voice ran, MG out from the darkness. "Daughter, I've come to hunt with you. Can you tell me where you are?" This confused me in a number of ways, as my dad is a joking, carefree guy, and would have done his best to sneak up on me and grab my foot or something. Also, he knows where the deer stand is, as he's the one who put it up, and we haven't changed its location once, as it never fails to provide does and bucks to shoot at. And on top of all that, the voice was wrong. It was emotionless and monotone, and sounded more like a recording instead of actually coming from him. So I sat motionless, eyes wide open now, and looking around the dark forest, trying to see anything, if I could see what it was at all, because I knew what it was. Six Eye. Listen to this podcast regularly and know of Wendigos and Skinwalkers being able to mimic people's voices, including your loved ones. My heart started pounding as I silently started panicking. I was trapped. If I was discovered, I wouldn't be able to outrun this thing, and my rifle started feeling useless. Then, I stifled a gasp as I saw a shadowy humanoid figure appear from the darkness. I couldn't make any features out, except unnaturally long arms that brushed against the ground as it took heavy steps in the dry fallen leaves of fall. It looked around. Zane walked past my stand, repeating the same thing over and over again. Daughter, I've come to hunt with you. Can you tell me where you are? I stay in my tree stand long after the thing had passed, and I waited till the sun came up to get back to my truck. While I was walking through the forest, I felt like I was being watched, and I kept hearing sticks and branches break. It felt like hours before I got to my truck. I got in and quickly started it up. I looked into the rear view mirror and now have a memory burned into my mind from that one look. A tall, pale figure, leaning out from behind a tree, watching me leave before letting out what sounded like an angry and unnatural scream. I then let go of the steering wheel and covered my ears instinctively before quickly grabbing it and jerking it to the right as I about hit a tree. My heart pounding in my chest, I drove back home, where slowly recounted the events in my mind. This hasn't changed my love for the woods, and I still hunt that area to this day. I've never experienced this again, though, and my dad did end up having COVID, but pulled through and went hunting with me the year after this experience. This is the first time sharing this story, as my parents have always just laughed when I talked about cryptic topics. So as I write this, I feel like I'm taking a heavy weight off my shoulders. So I say this, no matter how well you think you know your woods or hunting area, just know that there is thing by a out there that can make you rethink your entire thoughts about your woods.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost. so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.